Do you reflect on the little things and how you just appreciate the little things? I do, quite frequently, actually. Sometimes it just makes me laugh. Because sometimes there are days where I forget about the little things. And when you sit back and just think to yourself of the things that you appreciate, it's kind of like things you take for granted, right? Until it's taken away, kind of like. So like my car, for example, I love my car. It's not fancy. It's not, you know, it's not fancy anything, but I love it because I love driving in my car. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that I'm able to have a car. I appreciate that I don't have to walk to the grocery store. I truly appreciate that. But the main thing that I really, really like about my car is that it takes me anywhere. I get in my car and I feel free. I love to listen to audiobooks and YouTube, and most of my audios on this blog is in my car. I love seeing the scenery. I love watching people, the animals, the pets, even though I don't like insects. I don't really watch them that much. I try not to. But I just appreciate it. I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful, even though I have a love-hate relationship with technology. But I love technology. Because of technology, I wouldn't be able to have this audio blog. I wouldn't be able to make this recording and put it on my blog. So I'm thankful for that. I'm glad I have eyes to be able to see the computer screen to put this on my blog. I'm glad I have eyes to just see in general, just see the sky if it's blue today. And I appreciate that. I appreciate my ears because I love listening. I love talking to people and listening to people and hear their stories and their experiences. Like I said, I love audiobooks. I love to learn. And I'm so thankful that I can do that. It's the little things that we tend to forget. And do you ever reflect on things that have happened to you in the past and it just didn't feel too good? But then later on, you realize that you're better for it. So, prime example, when I first got laid off, it was devastating. Never been laid off before, but it's like I kind of knew it was something in the air or something of some sort. I mean, there were signs along the way. I mean, when your new boss tells you to get a resume ready, I think that's a sign. But it's so strange how that happened because one of my coworkers was let go before me and I heard her, you know, crying and security came to get her and it was a lot of noise. She didn't leave. It wasn't pretty. It was really sad. And it's like, wow, it's happening. It's like everybody in the office is like, man, am I next? Because I'm sure all of us had that feeling. Some of us have talked about it. So, yeah, I know for sure some of us had that feeling. And so when I was called in her office, it was really strange. Like I had this sense of calmness over me. I had this sense of it's going to be okay feeling. It just came out of the blue. And I thanked her for the opportunity. Well, I didn't thank her for the opportunity, but I thanked her for, I thanked her for the opportunity of letting her, you know, explaining why I should keep this job or whatever. But I declined because it finally hit me that I don't want to work for this woman. Like, I knew I had such the best director ever. Like, she was my mentor. She was so inspiring, so encouraging. Like, we had the best HR department ever. Like, ever. I mean, we all got along. We all were friends. Like, it was the best, one of the best ever that I worked with. And it was my dream job, and I'll have to share that story one day. But when she left, you know, we were devastated because she was leaving. We all really, truly, truly liked her. We really, really, truly liked her. Like I said, we were like friends. We were like family in the whole HR department. But so when she left, we knew we were going to get someone new. And, you know, that's fine. It's part of the process. But that process just wasn't typical. Our new boss that we got was mean. I mean, that's the only word that I can think of right now. She was not. No, it's not. No, it's not the only word. She just was not kind at all. Just not kind, not considerate, not like she didn't think about others. Like, she came in with a chip on her shoulder. And for the week, I only worked with her for a week, but the week that I worked with her, I knew, like, I don't think I can work under this lady for this long. I mean, just the rules that she was changing rules and making us, like, keep our office doors closed. People couldn't come visit. You had to call first. Then you had to make an appointment. Like, it was just so not an open. It was so opposite of what we had been. So I knew at that time, you know what? Sometimes you just got to recognize the signs and that it's your time. It's your time to go. And that's what I did. And it was scary. It's so scary. I heard somebody quote, I think I'm quoting Will Smith. He said something like, I'm paraphrasing because I can't think of the exact quote, but he said something like, on the other side of fear is success. Or on the other side of fear is happiness or something. I can't remember. I got to go look and find it. But I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I can't believe I didn't just try to beg for my job. And I don't know if, I know it's because I'm confident in what I do. I know it was because I know I'm great at what I do. I know I did my job above and beyond what's required. I loved my job. I actually loved my job. I loved the people I worked with, and I loved my job. So I didn't feel like I needed to beg to keep my job. So I didn't. I didn't beg for it. I walked out. I mean, I not walked out that instant, but I mean, I didn't beg for my job. I didn't ask her for my job because I refused to. And when I went home, I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I got laid off. Like, wow, really? Not fired, because I wasn't fired. But I just thought to myself, wow, my job was just phased out. Like, my position is no longer needed. And it was a different kind of feeling. But getting back to the topic, which is appreciating the small things, I appreciate her doing that, giving me that opportunity to make a decision. And that's what it boils down to, is a decision. I made a decision. I don't want to be here. I can't work up under her. And it worked out so great because a friend of mine that was in the office, she stayed there for 3 more months. And she said, these are her words, it was a living hell, she said. She said it was so totally opposite of what we were used to. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, I so appreciate the little things. I was so glad not to be there. So that was one. That's just one that was kind of major. But that experience helped me to understand and recognize other things that happened. And that's why I was just saying that sometimes it may not feel good at the time, but then later on you realize, oh, now I know why that happened. It happened because it was meant to happen, but also too, it's a learning lesson from it. And so it's all about you. You have a decision to make. Are you going to continue to keep on doing the same thing and getting the same results? Or are you going to learn from that lesson and do better next time? Right? So, and that's what I did. I learned from that lesson and realized on the next job I had, I saw that we were going to get laid off before it actually happened. I recognized the signs. See, I learned my lesson from the one before, right? And so I was better prepared this time. Exactly at my year mark, I got laid off at the other job. But it was so different. It was such a different feeling because I was better prepared. But I appreciate the little things. When I made a decision to start my own business, step into entrepreneurship, become self-employed, it was such a good feeling. It was such a good feeling, like a weight had been lifted off my shoulder, right? When I left my employer, I didn't feel the stress that I was feeling before. It was just a different feeling, and I appreciate those little things. And when I got my business license, it's just a little thing, but it made me feel a certain way. When I came up with my business name, it's just a little thing, but I have so much pride in the name and the work that I'm doing. I love what I do. I love being a service for people and helping people, matching them with jobs that are with great companies. I love that. I love coaching people, coaching them to change their mindset and reach for their career goals. I love that. And it's just the little things. You know, I love the opportunity to talk to people and I love hearing their stories, and it's just a little thing, but it's such a big thing, right? Like, I appreciate the little things and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for the people that I've met, in my journey, friends that I have, new friends that I'm getting. And that's the other thing I really, really like, because the people I end up working with, whether a candidate or a client, they seem to be a friend. Like, the connection is a friend. We get to know about our family lives, what we like to do for fun. You know what I mean? Like, what we like to do for fun. I love it. I love it. I recently met a new friend. Virtually, we were both in a staffing it's a staffing challenge, that's a small thing, right? And I came up with that idea and I pitched it to my coach and said, hey, let's do a challenge. And she was on board and we did the challenge. And that challenge is just a little thing. It's just one little thing. That challenge really changed the trajectory of that group, of that staffing, recruitment and staffing agency group, what it did was it made us get to know one another better. We communicate with one another. We call each other now and text each other or direct message each other. And we weren't doing that before. See, it's just that one thing. So, you know, I appreciate the little simple things, the little simple things. And like I said, I met a friend through that challenge, and we talk every day, and we share our dreams for entrepreneurship, our goals. And it's exciting. It's so exciting. It's so fun to talk to people that are like-minded people, you know, even though I love it because we don't agree on everything, but we're open-minded and understanding to one another to hear what the other has to say and voice our opinion. And it makes us better, right? So love that. And I don't know if I'll ever meet her in person because she's all the way in Colorado. I don't know if I'll ever meet her, but I might. You never know. She might come to Georgia. I might go to Colorado. Just never know what the future may hold. But what I will say is I appreciate our friendship. I appreciate the little things. And she says the same thing too. It's reciprocal. It goes back and forth. But I appreciate audiobooks. I've learned so much. I appreciate YouTube. Oh my goodness, I learned so much from YouTube. And Google, love Google. Learned a lot from there too. I just appreciate the little things. I appreciate, oh man, when I burned my leg, when I had second and third degree burns and I couldn't play tennis anymore, I tell you, I was sharing this story with my friend yesterday. And the hardest part to deal with was to ask people for help. That was the hardest part for me. I needed somebody to wheel me down the hallway. This is when I was working. I needed somebody to wheel me down to the hallway because I didn't have a, you know, I was burned, had second and three degree burns on my leg and my foot. So it was painful to use the crutches. Like to use the crutches going down the hall hurt. It really hurt. So I had one of my coworkers, and now that I think about it, I'm really trying to remember who did this. I want to say, I think it might've been Earl, but I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to ask him. That's the other thing about me. I always keep up with my friends. I always call my friends and check on them. I've had friends from middle school. I still keep in contact with over all these years, but, usually I keep friends for a long time. And I check on you at least try to once a month, but that's just naturally me. But yeah, so that was the hardest thing, was asking someone for help. I had to ask someone, can you push me down to the bathroom so I can go? Or even if I had to make a copy on the fax machine, if I had to send a fax or make a copy, I had to ask someone, can you make this copy for me? Can you send this fax for me? I hated it. I'm not even going to lie. I hated making somebody stop what they're doing to help me complete my work. I hated it. I hated it so much that I tried to do it myself and end up infecting my leg and had to be out because of the infection. And they had to work on my leg to try to get rid of the infection. But yeah, man, it really made me learn a lot about myself. I don't like to ask people for help. But what's so funny is I love helping people. Isn't that weird? That's just really weird. But I've gotten better. I've gotten better. It has taught me to be okay with asking for help. Now I'm better with asking for help if I need it, but usually it's got to be something major for me to ask, or not necessarily. Let me take that back, because sometimes I might just have a question about something I know you're an expert at I may ask you, hey, how do you do this, this, that? Or can you point me in the direction of who I need to talk to, or what video I need to watch or whatever? So I've gotten better with that, but it was a learning lesson. And that's the small thing that I learned from that. You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate that it's taught me to, it's okay to ask for help. And it's so funny when the tables are turned. Like, I used to be like, why don't people ever ask me for help? Or why don't they ever, you know, why don't people ask other people for help? And then when it came to me having to ask, I realized, dang, I don't even ask. So that was quite interesting. But yeah, it's just the small things. I was just having one of those day-to-day reflecting on things that were small. What brought it to my attention was I got my my business on Google Business, and just to see it up on Google, I was like, wow. It's like it made it feel official, right? And I'm just so proud of that. I'm going to share it on this post. I'm going to share that. But also too, I was invited to a 2-day summit, small business summit, and my and the young lady that's hosting it put my picture on a flyer so I can share. And I thought to myself, she didn't have to do that. Like, she didn't have to do that. And I appreciate the little things. Like, she didn't have to do that. Her just having this summit alone for free is amazing. You know? It's going to be an all-day, 2-day summit. Like, learning so much from beginning to end about her business and how she got through what she got through. The good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, I can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. It's in July and it's in Atlanta. I don't know the location because she hasn't told us. It's like secret, so people don't pop up. So if you're interested, you can just fill out. If you're interested and would like to go, if you're in Atlanta, July. Ooh, let me get the date right. Oh my goodness. I'm not sure of the date. I think it's July 13th or 14th or something like that. 13th and 14th. If you're interested, just fill out the box to the left. Drop your email address in there. And you'll get on my email list. And I'll email an update about the event. And you can just reply back and let me know you want to attend. Reply back to that email. Let me know you want to attend the event, and I will send you the link to sign up. It's free. Yeah, it's free this time around, so jump on board. But yeah, so those are the things. I went longer today than I expected. I wanted to not go past 15 minutes, and I'm at the 23 mark. But I just wanted to share appreciating the little things. I so appreciate the small things. Yeah.